This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTCAL.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Welcome back to Good Moms, Bad Choices. I'm Erica.
And I'm Mila.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy hump day, y'all.
How you doing?
I'm tipsy.
Me too, bitch. I'm drinking, what are we drinking? Glenlivet?
I don't know where you got Glenlivet from.
I don't know. This is gifted to me by someone. And actually, Sebastian came over and was like, sis, I'm so sorry. But like, I took a shot out of your Glenlivet. I was like, nigga, you could take this shit. Like, what? Glenlivet? I don't even know I had this in my cabinet.
As much as I've been up over your house, up in all your cabinets, I've never seen the Glenlivet 12-year-old. Because mostly old men drink it, but tonight,
single
so are
malt
we.
Single malt scotch whiskey.
It's a good single malt.
I mean, it tastes great. I actually had a ginger beer. My Poetry Bay brought some ginger beers.
Thank God.
And I would never have these fine, you know,
did he bring
chasers
the
in my home, but here they are. What?
He brought the Glenlivet too?
I feel like he probably did. Yeah. He's like a refined-ass type of
that's
man.
That's a new drink that's been here.
Because I would never fucking drink Glenlivet. You know I'm a tequila type of girl.
The only whiskey you had is your dad's old school whiskey.
And I've literally had that maybe since 2012 like in my liquor cabinet. Yeah. He had a liquor company. I think it's expired now. It doesn't even exist anymore. It was in partnership with Ludacris. So random. This is very strange.
But your dad and Ludacris had the
I don't know. They're both country-ass motherfuckers. Had a thing at some point. My dad attached himself. He gave me bottles, and then they were done.
Those are amazing.
It's called country.
It was a country something.
Country something.
So I took a bottle once, and also it's like that's great bragging rights. I wish like my dad had a whiskey with Ludacris.
It failed.
Well, it's still cool. Still like a tidbit. Nobody else's dad did.
Yeah, okay. Well, good. Shout out to my dad.
Stone and Bose.
Shout out to daddy. You know. Get first you don't succeed, get back up and try again. The great words of Aaliyah. I'm just saying, it's just a really thing you should live by those words. I can't be liable for anything I'm saying. Just leave me alone.
Okay, we need to segue. So we're drunk, but our guest or not, thank God.
Yet.
We're joined tonight by a very special guest, the Clit Talk podcast, Lindsay, Sugar, and Katie.
Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Hi. Thanks for having us.
You guys are hilarious.
Thanks for joining us. Sorry, we're not sober, but you know.
This is what happens when you do remote work.
Yeah, it's quarantine. I'm like, is it Saturday or Tuesday? Who, I don't know. My daughter's been gone all, my daughter's gone till next Friday. I'm like, bitch, I ain't got no kids.
My daughter has not been gone since last
week. Okay, well,
but I've been gone. I haven't seen her in a week. And my baby daddy's doing so much cursing out. And I, you know, I just feel like the man in the situation. I just feel like, shut the fuck up.
Like, I mostly have her all the
time.
Yeah,
like, I'm doing work over here, so. I hope this never comes back to haunt me in court. Like, that bitch was on a podcast talking about she didn't see her for a week.
Nope, she's fine.
And she was wasted.
Also, you have her most of the time.
So right, and the majority of the time. Wait, so tell us, because we're obviously talking about our momhood. I know Katie, your mom. What about you guys, Lindsay and Sugar?
So I am not a mom. I have been a stepmom in past relationships, and I'm an auntie, but no kids yet for me, but really want them.
Take your time.
Honestly and truly.
Here's where I'm at. This is where I'm at. I've realized I'm like, fuck, you know, if I have a kid, like I have to have it. Like when Lindsay has it, like, like it'll be close to child, like age to Katie. Like I'm a decline to raising a child by myself. I'm like not doing it with my friends. Like I'm not trying to like I already was thinking about it. I'm like, God damn, if like Lindsay gets pregnant, like what am I going to do for a year? And then I was like, all right, clearly I got to be productive and like time it correctly in time with Katie. So
Katie's second baby.
But actually, as I'm sitting here sipping on my Sapporo beer, I really just want to say that I'm open to it.
she hasn't been in the past.
You know, Katie's
not until she met Cooper.
Yep,
that's true. This child.
Who's that? Who's that?
Cooper's Katie's
her baby. Son. Yeah, Cooper's okay. Katie's baby.
That's her little baby.
Cooper's my son. He just turned one. Yeah.
But Sugar, you wouldn't be raised. Kids.
But did you see how Sugar just took a drink of that when you mentioned your son? She was like, I like him, but goddamn.
That was the thing.
I really like to give him back. Well, not ready
the, part. The other thing is Sugar sitting here saying, like, I don't want to do it alone. Like, you do have a husband, Sugar.
Like, you're married.
Really be doing it alone.
Let me tell you something. From what I can see, this man's about to fall into the patriarchal world order fathering. I can see it now. I can see it. This ain't going to be no modern family. Like, I'm like, and I'm just, you know, I don't know. And we'll go into it probably, but I really do, just around the whole gender identity conversation, like, I know, like, I'm like a femme boss bitch. Like, I'm a gangster Barbie. But like, on a lot of ways, like sometimes I've like, you know, just don't fully connect with the idea of like being a mom. And I find myself just kind of like, you know, wrapped up in my like femininity of like, what does it mean? Like if I'm like a woman that doesn't want kids, you know, and
you're fine.
And, like, right.
You're fine. You know, so, I think women too, like we're constantly fed this information or this idea that like our initiation into womanhood begins with motherhood, and it's just not the truth. It's not the truth, and it's not this like civics duty that we must fulfill because we have fucking vaginas and ovaries. So
my husband married me knowing that I may never want kids. And I waited up until I was almost 35 before I decided that I did. And I was lucky enough to get pregnant right away. So, Mads, I think you're sitting pretty at like 26.
Yeah, how old are you now? Fine.
You're good. I think you have time.
I'm 21 years old, and
I'm 34, and I just left a 4-year relationship about a year ago because 4 years in, he decided he changed his mind about wanting to have kids. So I was like, "Thanks for wasting my early 30s, motherfucker." Wait, can we curse on your podcast?
What? Are you kidding?
Okay.
Wait, he decided he didn't want to have kids, and that was the deal breaker in your relationship then.
Oh yeah, and that remember me talking about being a stepmom? That was the relationship where he had 3 kids that I was helping him raise. Since, you know, the youngest was freaking 3 years old when I met her. And so that was the most devastating part of that breakup for me. Being a stepmom is such a weird thing.
I can imagine that it would be really hurtful that you already have done this and like, hello.
I'm like, just give me one.
Right. Like,
yeah. And that was like the promise that from the beginning of the relationship. And he just came home one day and was like, I changed my mind. I was like, fuck you. I'm out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a lot. I mean, in his defense, not in his defense, only because I'm the one with the vagina. I can see for me, like, I'm dating someone and they're like really want kids. They're older, significantly older than me. And I'm like, yeah, I want to have another kid. But then like, I can see you being like, oh,
yeah,
but like,
no, I get it.
But like, you've had three, what's one more? You've been with this person for the last 3-4 years saying, yeah, this is what you're going to do. Like, and you don't even have to carry it. What the fuck?
But I think it's not really about the person. It is about like, do I really want to go?
I think it's the, we call it, for us, we call it post-traumatic baby daddy disorder. But maybe experiencing it the other way. I don't know.
Post-traumatic baby mama disorder.
Yeah, I'm not defending it.
Yeah, I mean, I think he basically started having a midlife crisis. And look, I think it's super valid. If you have three kids and you don't want to have more, just don't waste 4 years of my life figuring it out when I definitely want kids and you've known that from day one.
So. Right, facts.
Yeah.
Well, he's super asshole.
Yeah,
fuck them,
motherfucker.
Suck my clit.
Hey, speaking of clits, can you tell our listeners a little bit about Clit Talk? What you guys, lady, are doing over there? How you guys met? How this came to be?
We met. Speaking of Sugar's marriage, we met. We were friends before, but the whole idea of this came at Sugar's bachelorette party, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And our cast originally was like 9 women, originally. And it was conversations amongst 9 women. And then, you know, they've all moved on with their lives in different ways and gone off to do great things. And it's just the last 3 standing now.
Were those all the women at the bachelor party?
No.
Pretty much.
Pretty much.
Kind of.
I can't imagine talking to 9 bitches every week.
It was like a talk show on steroids.
I'd be like, actually, I don't care about your problems.
Too many opinions. Too many. Too many opinions.
Oh, God, here she goes with this opinion again.
In the beginning, it really did work because we were a book club and we were reading this book called Pussy, a Reclamation. Oh. And our conversations, we'd call in and they'd be recorded and we were like, oh, if all of our lives are changing this much, then it could resonate for other people. So everyone had a different perspective, which is why we're like, oh, let's hop on the air and see what we can do with this. But after that, it was I think everyone kind of felt like it was too many cooks in the kitchen. And
it was, yeah. Well, originally we were just going to do season 1 and that made a lot of sense. And then the show started to evolve into something else and it didn't make as much sense to have everyone involved. And
they didn't want to. So.
Yeah, and they all had other things that it was a natural progression.
It's fine. You only need 3 clits in the group.
Basically.
Yeah. You know, and
a lot of clits. Talk about.
It's a lot of clits.
it's a lot of clits. This project, this was really like a passion project, you know, from this book club. And for your listeners, if they haven't read Pussy, a Reclamation by Regina Thomashower, that is what our season 1 is based off of, which is like as a foundation, like pleasure is our birthright. And that starts with knowing that to release shame you have to know that pleasure is your birthright. And so we're all about like, you know, not necessarily being shameless, but letting go of shame as it comes up around our sexuality. So much shame has been placed on us from the patriarchy, you know, and society and like and so we, you know, we're like sex edutainment, right? We're here to shed light on a conversation that like, and normalize this conversation. And like that clit's not a fucking bad word on iTunes. Our name is starred out *T*, which like, let's be real. Like it looks like cunt. Cunt talk.
It could be.
Which is a very different podcast.
It's a very different podcast. And there's like dick talk and like that's not starred out. And so like
what really?
That's interesting. Well, it's the dick show. I mean, I think it's the guy's name, but still.
Yeah.
I mean, so honestly, we've seen a lot of weird things on – I can't figure out – I'm sorry. I'm trying to put pretzels in front of her. Look at this shit. I'm like, I thought she might want some.
Hungry?
Can I have one?
Would you like 5,000 pretzels, please?
We're drunk and stoned. We need food. Okay.
Here you
Wait,
go.
Put those over there.
Make sure it's where? Just put it there. She's just putting it on the table. There's not a plate, a napkin. She's just taking a full handful of pretzels and putting them
on. So uncivilized. I mean, come on.
What is fine, wrong whatever. With
you guys? You guys are good moms, but you're making bad choices.
We're starting to get it now. Yeah. So really, to bring it back to center here, the idea that, you know, then even when we submitted went to go set up our Instagram and like it got shut down, like we didn't get accepted because Clit Talk wasn't accepted. We had to go by like Clit Talk Show. Mm-hmm. We actually had our account deactivated one time. We're just
twice.
Like, this is hilarious. Like, this is exactly the path to be on, you know? And so here we are, season 5, and we are redefining the word clit. And our acronym is Creators, Leaders, Innovators, and Teachers.
And what we realized is like, you know, we started this podcast really removing shame. So we do say, if you're going to listen to Clit Talk, there really is something powerful about listening to it from the beginning, because you come on the evolution with us. And it really did start off as removing shame. And now we're realizing that we're inside of this conversation of empowering and, like Sugar said, redefining what clit is and just empowering women and men. You know, we really believe in gender harmony. But just removing, like, you know, having taboo, like having one man's taboo be another man's Tuesday, and have that be okay.
Right. No, I totally agree. I mean, I totally understand that. It's so interesting because you start to see, I think even when we started our podcast, we never really understood like we knew that like the things that we did were maybe untraditional, but like until we put them out there, it was like when people were like, oh my God, I can't believe you're saying this out loud, like the word clit, or that like you smoke weed and your parents and that.
I've been so afraid to smoke weed, and telling my friends as a mom, I felt so guilty because I've been over here smoking weed to get by and you guys are talking about it.
And even right now we're in like this back and forth with Instagram over our like IG being blocked.
Like for my like fucking my silhouette of my butt being out because it says it's nudity and pornographic.
Oh,
but
my
I
God.
See like
we've been blocked on IG Live for at least 2.5 months. We can't post.
That's
I don't know
ridiculous.
What. I have no idea what we did. Like
I'm telling you what we did. It was my butt. My butt was on the story.
I'm like, I just am so confused by the guidelines and the rules that like society platforms, they all set for us. Mm-hmm. And you don't really know until you put yourself out there and you're like, what?
Isn't it some bullshit like that we can have like, you know, these fucking hate groups.
Right. Thrive on Instagram. Over.
Yeah. But then you put some titties up and
and they're
you
cool
post a picture.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of 3 and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.
Who gets mad at titties?
Or the breastfeeding? Remember, like all the breastfeeding pictures were being taken down. Like breastfeeding is offensive. Like fuck right. you. Fuck Are you kidding me right now?
Fuck off.
I post breastfeeding pictures all the time.
I'm
well because they changed the policy around it.
They had to.
Yeah, people were like pissed.
Yeah, that's not cool. So.
Well, I guess that means if we just keep going at this rate, then our weed and titties will at some point be cool too.
Exactly.
You're paving the way.
Okay. Our name will no longer be start out because right. clit will not be a bad word.
And you can put your booty
more
up.
Offensive than dick.
Absolutely not. And my last name's Dickerson, so fuck that.
That's amazing.
I was teased my whole life. All the time, they were like, "You like dick, huh?" I'm like, and now I'm like, "Sure do,
love it."
What's it to ya?
Sure do. My last name's Dickerson. That's how much I like dick. Okay. This is like
Boom.
Your high school. If I could also have clit in my name, that'd be great too, because it's also makes sense. Also, I like both those. I like That's both up. Of those things. And
there you go.
And I was born this way.
Right. Neither are offensive. Thanks.
Oh my God, I just saw me in a Lady Gaga video like in the rain, like I was born this way.
Is that
that's literally was my vision right now. Wow.
Yes.
wow. Okay. Well, hilarious. Ladies, so when we knew you guys were coming on our podcast, we asked some of our listeners, you know, we told them we're having a conversation about sex with some ladies, and we want you guys to submit some questions that maybe you don't feel comfortable asking, or maybe the internet isn't giving the answer that you think is right. So we got tons of questions. I'm going to narrow it down. All some right. of them, it seems like there's a lot of anal questions. There's like, I don't know if anal's like.
Wait, so anal was a lot of questions for them and for the guys?
Yes, because we just did another podcast earlier today, and like both, we asked both, and like everyone has a lot of questions about anal. I'll get to that because I don't know if you guys have experience in it. I'll
Katie is an anal ninja, so.
I'm an anal ninja. I'm also a nurse, in-house so anal. Do it safely.
Wait, so maybe we should just start there. Okay, so.
Even though she was saying, she told me, oh my God, so many people are writing us about anal. And I was like, really? But then in the same like hour, I was also forwarding my boyfriend anal podcast specifically about anal.
Like well, sex talk with my mom.
Yeah, sex talk with my mom, anal experts. I'm like, mm-hmm. But she's like, everyone's asking about anal. I'm like, really? That's crazy.
And she's over here fucking sending anal podcasts to her man. Are you trying to get some anal?
I'm thinking about it.
Okay.
We actually did a whole episode. We had one of my friends who's a porn star who does a lot of anal. She came on and gave us like an entire anal, like one-on-one anal shit. Episode.
What's the name of that episode? Our listeners need to go and listen to that.
I'm looking it up right now.
It was Riley Reyes.
Yeah, Riley
Reyes.
Relax
and take it in.
Do you guys remember when?
I mean, she goes through like a whole series on how to warm up your asshole before actually having anal sex.
You know what she also says is she's like, men, look, if you're going to put it in someone's butt, you should really know what that's like.
That actually kind of makes sense to me.
I think it's fair.
I
think it's hot, actually.
Me too.
Do you like to watch like gay sex on like porn?
Of course.
Or like pegging.
Does anyone not like watching gay sex?
People don't.
I'm not really. I'm into like lesbian sex, but not man on man. So
I just
I'm
recently really watched gay cam sex. Girls.
You watched what?
You said I'm you mostly into what? Cam girls.
Cam really? Girls.
Yeah.
You know, I have like a smorgasbord of options. But really, actually, last week I was just all I wanted to watch was gay sex, male gay sex.
I
grew up on lesbian sex. That's always been my thing. And I have to be honest, like last week was actually the first time I ever really watched gay sex.
You're new. She's like, I'm not going to ask.
I know. I was like, should I like pretend like I've been doing this for a while?
First thing, you have a chair behind you. You look like a girl that like surfs the internet and watches gay sex right now. Like a 90s. Like Spice Girl who watches gay porn. I love it. That's what I'm getting
she
right
is.
Now.
She is. That is what she is. Okay, wait. I mean, so the episode, it's episode 51. It's called Anal Sex 101, A Porn Star's Guide to Enjoying Anal with Riley Reyes.
Oh, yeah.
She really does break it down.
She really does.
Okay, well, maybe you guys can offer some perspective to this question since you've had a guest on about this. Okay. And like, okay. I've had anal sex, but I'm in no way an expert. In fact, doing it all wrong because everyone's always telling me that I'm supposed to prepare and I never have prepared ever. It's always been like on the fly. Luckily it's worked out. Like it's never been like a negative poopy situation. So
negative poopy.
I don't know because that's why people deem it negative, right?
They're like, afraid.
They think they're spraying, yeah. It is kind of unfortunate when it happens, but
so one of our listeners asked any tips when it comes to doing anal with a toy to open up your hole before the real thing.
So yeah. I'll take this one. This is Katie. Yeah. So
Nurse Katie, let's be real. Let's nurse Katie. It's Nurse Katie, okay.
So I recommend having like a really good jelly lube. The KY jelly is great. And really you kind of you start slow. So what's the question? How do you warm up your asshole?
Any
basically?
Tips on when it comes to doing anal with a toy to open your hole before the real thing? Basically, just how do you prepare for anal sex? What's the best way to prepare?
With a toy, maybe.
With a toy. I've heard people, like some people will put in the toy all day to like get ready for the act.
Well, Riley talked about that in the episode, how she like warms it up. But it really, what I remember what she said and what I've done is – really taking your time and having the good lube and allowing your asshole to basically open naturally. So you go really slow in, really slow out, and then incrementally make it deeper and deeper until you, I'm imagining an anal plug, until you, it pops in at the end. And that's when you really kind of get the most sensation. But it's like big at the end, and then it's kind of narrower, and that's how it stays in.
Oh yeah. I have one. Hold on 1 second. Wait, it's like this shaped, right?
Well, she's kind of like, yeah. And then they have like the thing on yeah. the end. I can bust mine.
I have mine in the medicine cabinet.
I do too. Hold on. Let me grab my sex drawer. I'll be right back.
Okay. Go grab your shit.
So Riley talks about like, instead of pushing it in, she talks about like almost like allowing your asshole to pull the toy in. Like almost like your asshole is swallowing the toy.
Yeah. It'll suck.
Instead of shoving it in there, like let your asshole pull it in. And then she talked about how she would literally before a shoot, she would like wear it the night before and like watch Netflix. I'm like,
and rock and kind of stretch,
and she would start with a small toy and work her way up to the big one because she was doing like, you know,
big
porn.
Did you say rock?
Yeah,
rock. She would like rock with it inside of her and like move like, it around to like, you know, get it used to like the shape and everything.
Okay. Instead of Netflix and chill, it's like, you know, anal stretching and chill.
But like also like turn it around. Show like I think I like this one. No, the other way. Because like if you're with your partner and it's in, that's like, I've seen shippers just wear these. That's like kind of cute to have in your butthole.
Little sparkle,
yeah.
I actually have a glass butt plug that's palladium, and it has a beautiful crystal at the end as well. It's hot. It's sparkly back there. I want to add in one little.
I've never used this with a partner.
I saw one with a squirrel tail on it this week.
I've only ever done it by myself.
I've seen the squirrel tails.
I put it in this week.
You know what, I'm going to see my man tonight, so maybe I'll surprise him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My butthole got to enjoy a little squirrel butthole plug.
What's a squirrel butthole plug?
I mean, it looks like a tail. Like it's like, you know, it was like a little butt plug, and then it has like this entire like squirrel tail on it.
Okay, but you in this furry chair, and then imagining this
right.
Furry.
I was like, clearly, she's just like, what are they called? Like furry babies or like the fur?
Tell me you cosplay and you go to these conventions with like
latex and furry.
She's into kitty play, you guys. She really is.
I mean, she's kitty. She's like, I get like one of the fetishes.
You know, like on a little chain and a leash and like little gun.
Oh, you do that kitty play.
Yeah, she does.
Into
like,
it.
It's like a okay, hold on though.
We have to be real for a second. There is another prep here we haven't talked about. Okay.
We have
terminology for how to avoid the poop situation. And like the distinction poopsicle is really important.
Poopsicle.
Okay, what?
Katie coined this term, poopsicle. So a poopsicle is exactly what it sounds like. It's when shit goes wrong during anal, and you get a poopsicle. And
there's poop all over the dick.
Come on,
all right. It's so, like an involuntary thing, to be honest, because no one's actually ever shitting on someone.
When I've tried anal though, like and not been comfortable, it has felt like I'm pooping. Like I'm like I'm pooping.
You're like,
there's for sure shit in my mouth. You have to relax.
You can't.
Well, sugar has a way of avoiding
this
too.
You can't be clenching.
Yeah. Sugar, what's your way of avoiding this?
All right, look. Just speaking from experience, a solid enema the day of, you know, just like get it out. Just shit out. I never have anal if I didn't poop that day. I'm not trying to like, you know, like think about like a plunger. You know, I'm not trying to like.
You're not like have the dick search for
something. If you're constipated, anal is a great way to fucking.
Oh my God.
It's like a roto-root. Roto-root me, please.
Oh my God.
So if you're trying to avoid that, you can do an enema or like, you know, just like a laxative the day before. So like, I really recommend that because one time I was with my friend and we were doing anal play. And, you know, he just really casually was like, he's like, oh, I need to get up and go to the bathroom. And I was like, what's going on? He's like, oh, just a little.
Apparently.
He's from Colombia, baby.
Oh,
he's
right.
He's from Colombia, okay? So, like, he goes, there's just a little poop. And he's an anal expert, so he comes back and I'm just like mortified.
All right. Like, why did you go? Let me go. I don't know who should go, but I'm confused.
Like, yeah, exactly. And he's like, chica, es normal. Like, don't.
He starts educating me.
I love this story.
It was epic.
Oh my God.
So the one thing that I do want to say with anal sex is aftercare is very important. So it's actually very, because once you're done and you just have like all this cum and it's your butt, so my husband, we finish an anal every time we have sex. So our whole routine is going into the shower and he like, we make out and he puts his fingers on my butt and gets the cum out and washes me. And I think it's a really important part of doing anal, especially if it's not something that you do all the time, to really leave your partner feeling valued and not like, you know, who knows
a cum bucket? Experience meant.
A cum bucket.
Exactly. Wow. Unless that's your thing and you want to be a dirty cum bucket.
Unless you know what?
It's funny you say that because the last time that I did have anal, it was with someone who was very, I was impressed with myself that I could even handle this person because he was very large. And I was like, maybe I meant for porn. I should have been a porn star. But after that, when he left, there was so much air in my body. Like I just felt, I was farting so much, girl. Like I peed, it was like.
You're just like loosey goosey after that. Like,
and that's.
Is that so? Is that an anal queef? No, that's like an anal queef. It's not a fart.
There was so much air. It was just like insane.
Air was a
and also that I had to poop so much, but my poop, my poops were different after that.
Yeah,
it's kind of like day and a half. Yeah.
What do you mean?
It's like your skin gets pushed in, so then when like you, I don't know, I feel this pain. Like the next day when I poop, it's like trying to go the other direction, even though just it had all this other direction inward. And so it's
it's sugar. So exactly a good example. That's exactly what it felt like. And right. I was like, what? And I was like, and then I thought, I was like, did he damage me? Am I fucking damaged for life? Like I did too much. I wasn't going to say no. I was in pain, but I was sort of good. Then,
it's like a pain and pleasure thing, right?
Like, well, they're the same coin. They're side of the same coin. Like, you know, like they're on the same side of the coin. Like one side is pain, the other side is pleasure. And it's about like being able to transmute pain into pleasure and pleasure.
And that's like my favorite place to be. Like that's like what I love the most.
Yeah.
And
so I'm going to give one more tip?
Yeah.
That has really been working is two pillows. You lay on your stomach. Get your Hitachi vibrator and lay on it so your clit's getting it, and then do the anal sex. And really, really
that
nice.
Might be you.
Girl, I would squirt so hard there'd be no end.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like the Bellagio water fountain.
Like towel over the pillow.
Okay, I'm so glad you mentioned squirting. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yay.
Because we had a question about that. I'm a squirter.
Obviously.
You too, girl. What's up?
I'm a
Everybody can squirt.
Lindsay, teach me.
I squirt so hard.
I started squirting at like around the age of 19. I had watched porn and I was like, what the fuck? What is this? Are they peeing? What's going on? And then I always felt like during sex, I don't know about you, but like I always felt like I was holding back because I felt that sensation and I would be like, I don't know. I can't do it. No. And then like one day my man at the time made me feel so comfortable. And he was just like, relax, just let it flow. And then it flowed. And then there was no going back from that.
Yeah.
But we've talked about this on our podcast and we've had people write in and ask us, what is squirting and why does it feel like you're peeing when it happens? And so I've done my research on this. You know, as a squirter, initially I'd be like, I'm not peeing. This is not pee. No way. This is something different. What are you guys' conclusions on squirting?
All right, here's the real deal though. Like it is a
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A little bit of pee.
It's a lot of bit of pee.
It's a little bit of pee.
It's a lot of pee.
There's two different things that can happen. So first of all, you mentioned porn, and one of my porn star friends cued me in on this. Don't compare your squirting to porn, because what they actually do is they inject water in it looks like this crazy thing. So don't compare yourself to that. There can be that kind of squirting for a woman. There can also be something called like gushing, which is like a release of a milky white liquid that does not have a high content of urine in it. Then there is the more what you're used to kind of seeing in porn, which is like the squirting motion. There is some pee in there. And that's why it feels like that, because but the white creamy liquid actually comes out of a different part. And that's not necessarily have a high urine count in it. And that's more of if someone's like rubbing your G-spot and releases that pocket inside of you.
Right.
And that pocket is actually there's two glands around your urethra where your pee comes out, and they're called skene glands. And they're filled with fluid that is not pee, but it is about 2 ounces of fluid, which is about like a shot glass, which is actually a lot if you like throw it on a bed. So that's mostly what it is. As long as you've emptied your bladder out before, it's mostly liquid from the.
And see, that's what I was telling her, is that mine usually pee. I'm like, if it's not like a heat of the moment, but I always try to pee before I have sex, because I know that this is a possibility for me. And I find that obviously, like, once a man knows that you have this capability, it's like their fucking life mission to make it happen. And to the point where you're like, chill the fuck out. Like, stop. My clit is not a fucking DJ booth. Relax. Yes.
Well, but technically every woman can squirt. Like, every woman can be taught to squirt. Like, it's physically possible for pretty much every woman to do
it. I have taught several women who have never squirted a bird to squirt with in the moment coaching.
We're gonna have to get together.
It's a lot of relaxing. You have to just kind of like totally let go, whatever that feeling is that I think most women feel. Like, they feel that moment where they're like, it's that defining moment where it's like, I'm gonna hold back and I'm gonna orgasm because I'm holding back and it feels good, or I'm just gonna fully release and I'm gonna orgasm that way. And I think a lot of times we've been trained to not fully release and accept the orgasm the other way, and that's why we don't squirt.
This is true.
Go ahead, Sugar.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. This is true. I want to bring it kind of full circle to the pooping conversation. I found that because we can have 12 orgasms as women, 12, and squirting is one of them.
12 right? Different types of orgasms.
Yes. Thank you for the clarification. Yeah. 12
and 12 in a row, if you're really lucky.
Definitely. And one of the ways that I connected to my squirt queen power was through a different type of breathing and a different kind of contracting of the muscles in my vagina. And so it was the opposite of what I was used to with like a standard orgasm, you know, like a more of like a full body orgasm or clitoral orgasm, where it involved me breathe. How I connected to it is I started breathing and pushing out like I was going to poop. So that's the connection to the whole pooping anal conversation we had, is like literally pushing until I feel my like rectum expanding and breathing into that space. So like breathing from my chest all the way down, even to like, I feel it in my butt and pushing out. So when I coach people during a session, I'll be like, I want to push like you're pooping. Come on. Breathe out. And it's hot. I mean, it's
no, like, it's true. And you might even fart. You might fart.
Yeah. You might like, well, I have shat like a couple times during squirting, which then brought me to the, like, I really need an enema, even if I'm not doing anals. that part of you is engaged. Come on. Like our butthole.
No, it's true. I know.
So before you go to a sex party, do an enema.
Basically, yeah.
Wait, who? Okay, so you're at a sex party when you shot sugar?
All right. I've been to many sex parties.
Okay.
We've all been to sex parties together.
We have.
I've been to one sex party, and the one that I went to was with them, and I got pregnant there.
Oh yeah. Wow, really?
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
You got invited to the sex party?
That's spicy.
What we've done though is we've created a community as you know, as leaders to really educate the, you know, kind of non-monogamous community, and we've really rallied up really wonderful people that are aligned. Like we've actually created a new paradigm for relationships. So I want to be responsible when we say like sex party. Before season three, like, yeah, we were in the sex party conversation, and I wasn't even at this level of like pussy consciousness that we even fucking be able to squirt. Okay. Post season three, though, it shifted from like the sex party distinction to play party, which I would say polyamory versus polyfuckery, really about like the intimacy and the connection and the friendship and like maybe some sex. And so like from in that journey, then you actually develop friendships, right? You make friends and you have friends who are girlfriends, who are like friend girls who are like, I've never squirted. Like, how do you do that? And it's like next time you hang out as adults and you have like an adult play date, like you like as friends fucking support each other. And it's like, all right, we're going to make her squirt tonight. And like, we're going to do everything we can. And so in the name, it's like really, it's like a new way of relationships where sex can happen, but it's more about like sexual empowerment and vulnerability and intimacy. And that's where it gets interesting to be able to actually even discover that one of your friends is like, I want to learn how to squirt. And you're like, fucking let's make it happen. And it's not.
I can show you. I know how. Don't worry.
Let's do this.
We need to make Jamila squirt. We got to make this happen.
Well, yeah. Her. You're like, can you teach me? And the answer is like, yes.
Yeah.
We like act like
we really can. We got you. We're your friend. Of course.
I feel like there should be more friendships like this.
I think so too.
Because I mean, like, why do we have to separate everything? You know, like something like it's just love and intimacy and squirting and you're having sex.
And I want to be a part of your sexual
exploration
into more pleasure.
Yeah.
If Erica could teach me
how to squirt in lifetime, our friendship.
is this what we need to do?
Your friendship is
extended. We share everything else. I think you've inspired something. After we get off this call,
we're going to have a real talk.
We're going to have a real clit talk. Okay? Yeah.
Exactly. You're going to have a clit
talk.
Right. You're gonna be like, let's redefine our agreements of our friendship.
Oh my gosh.
It's all about setting the boundaries and pushing your edges.
I agree.
In fact, me and Erica both got these anal plugs from Doc Johnson, and she used hers first during masturbation. And she was like, oh, it's so amazing. Like, I used this toy plus this toy, and then when I was going to come, I pulled the anal plug out of my butt, and it was just heightened my orgasm so much. So then I was like, oh, that sounds cool, girl. Let me try, you know? So I went to try the same technique, but then I forgot to pull the anal plug out at climax. So after, I was like, oh, no, like, this just seems in there.
I was stuck.
I was just like, oh my God, what has she told me to do? So I'm calling her, like,
she did call me. She's like, I can't get it out.
Did you go over and pull it out for her?
I mean, it came out. It just wasn't fun.
Yeah.
Oh my goddess. Like, oh my goddess.
So just so you guys know, we've been rolling for about 40 minutes. I don't know if you want to keep going or wrap it up or what's your vibe?
I think we can ask one more question and then we'll wrap it up.
Okay, cool.
Great.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. Okay, this is a good one. So we have one last question for you guys, and it's
don't knock it over.
Okay. Okay. We have one last question for you ladies. And okay, here it is. How can I tell my partner I'd like more? Wait, no, this is not what I thought it was. Wait, hold on.
These ones I'm just reading past quickly that we're not going to read. My partner hates foreplay. Help.
I get that, actually.
Oh, no. How do I make girlfriend. Myself back sexually attracted to my husband without being faded?
Oh, Jesus
Christ. Oh, no. Divorce? I don't know.
No, wait, okay, wait.
No. Just go to a play party.
Read Pussy on a Reclamation.
Wait, are you guys on field? Are you guys? I feel like you guys are on the field.
I have been on field off and on.
Okay, because me and my boyfriend are on field. I don't know if you guys have any success on there. I've seen people post like parties and stuff, but I've just joined during COVID, so it's still a bit different. They're not like promoting parties or whatever. But I was just interested what your experience is. You don't have to answer this right now, but I'm interested to know later what your experience is on that app.
I have questions now that we're talking about the app. Wait, have you guys?
Do you want? Okay,
I'm not okay. This is not about me. Wait, no. Have you guys had? Okay, because you've had now attended or hosted. I don't know what you're doing over there. Many play parties. Have you guys had any play people who are like kind of like vanilla generally and new to that world? Because I feel like I want to take my boyfriend, but he's so in his head. I wonder, like, I just want to know what your experience was with, like, new people in that environment. And was it successful or was it, like, way too much?
Well, I think that, like, Sugar had a really great distinction. There's sex parties and then there's, like, communities and friends and, like, play parties that you can become a part of. Like, at a sex party, I would say, yes, I felt pressure to have sex at a play party. And the way that we create our parties is really just with an intention of, like, choose your own adventure. If you just want to watch tonight, if you just want to, you know, kiss, if you want to do nothing, if you want to leave 20 minutes in, like, it's all okay, like, wherever you're at. And if you want to have your boyfriend come into this sort of thing, like, just be gentle, you know, and find a tribe of people that supports, like, your philosophy around it.
Okay, well, can we all get in a group chat?
Yeah. Wait, where do you guys live?
We're in the Valley.
I'm in the Valley.
We're in the Valley.
Everybody's in the Valley? In the Valley?
Yeah. We're in the Valley.
I'm in Venice Beach.
Girl, we're in the Valley.
We're in Van Nuys.
We're right here.
Oh, my God.
Katie lives in Van Nuys.
I'm in North Hills, which is like 10 minutes from Van Nuys.
So yeah, what? Okay, right now.
I think what we can do, let's like quarantine. Let's like, you know, COVID test and prove it. New STD conversation. And like actually like something that Lindsay and I have done is like we are with like veterans, but then we also end up being like, we have monogamous friends who are like, want to be around us and just be around, like, not even because they want to be monogamous, but just because it's like eye-opening.
They just want to be part of the conversation.
And it's like, they're, you know, their guy can be friends with girls. Like in our circle, we always say, it's kind of funny. Like in the past, like when you text the opposite sex, it's like super taboo. But like in our community, it's like, you'd be like texting, like, all your homies, guys or girls, like it's just how you be. Like it's not weird. It's like
it's very much women supporting women.
Yeah, women guide the conversation. And what we've done is like be like, just come hang out. We have like little dinner parties and hangouts and like fun little like psychedelic vibes or like weekend in Palm Springs or like whatever. And like, you know, see like what a community looks like. Since you guys are fucking in the Valley, I mean, I think if we can do it COVID responsibly, it could be like actually for you to just dip your toes and see what that looks like. Without community, it's so hard. And the thing about the field, and like it's great to like start to build and like start to aggregate people, if you're in like the world where you're just kind of dating and you don't start to build a community, and it took us like a year, it really did, it like took time to progress for our creative community, you know, that you could very well like make friends and all that jazz, all that jizz and stuff. But really want to like
jizz.
Think about that mindset of like for sustainability, like having people who know each other, that know you, that are going to be accountable, that know what's going on with your relationships, that know what you want, that are going to hold you to account, that are going to be able to be there in the room with you. And like if something goes down, like put their needs and sexual desires aside and actually like be your friend.
Right. No, that's so important. And I think it's a conversation that doesn't get had when we're talking about like being open and sharing within your relationship. And like, it's always this, like, either it's like this, like, hypersexualized secretive thing. Mm-hmm. It's not about like in support of your relationship. It's how do I enhance your relationship or like how are we saving your relationship versus like how are we going to like like, you're like, let's, I want you guys to be the best relationship
you can be. Yeah. Right. And I feel like, how can I support you? How can I help you? Right. How can we exactly help each other?
Sugar and I were like literally having this conversation this weekend. Like, for me, they have this saying, like, it takes a village to raise a child. I really think it takes a village to have a relationship.
It would definitely feel better.
Yeah.
Than feeling isolated on an island where, like, you can't share and talk about things because you've talked about them too much, or you're worried what someone else is going to think, or like they're going to say, well, that's weird. You shouldn't be with that person, or, you know?
Like Matt, like Sugar will be having like a breakdown with her husband, and then I'll be like, have my boyfriend like go secretly, like, all right, go talk to him, like on her behalf, like, let's work this out together. But like man to man.
Yeah. I mean, so cool. You think that you can have every conversation with your partner and not need like a third person or another perspective, like, you're crazy.
We bring our partners on quite often.
Oh,
you do?
That's nice.
Yeah, we do. Okay.
Wait, those so everybody has a partner? Talk, Lindsay, you're in a relationship too now?
Yep.
Okay, wow.
I have a boyfriend.
Her boyfriend's like, an actual wizard.
Ooh. Oh,
this man, I could bring like all my nasty, all my fucking intensity, all my like, rah! And somehow I feel beautiful at the end of conversation with him. Like, why? Are you an act? I'm at the Ministry of Motherfucking Magic right now.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
No, we all have really incredible partners, and we brought them on the show, and we've been really vulnerable about the break, like when Clit Talk first started, I was with the other guy that I told you guys about. And so my whole breakthrough and everything is like out there for the world to know because of Clit Talk. And, you know, we've all shared about the breakdowns and the breakthroughs of our relationships. And we have the guys on to do cock talk episodes regularly as well.
Oh, very nice. I like that.
And Katie's husband has been mixing our show the entire time. We just released episode 121 today. And so he is like, he's our boo. Like, we love Ethan. Ethan is just, he's incredible. He's just, and he doesn't get paid. He doesn't. And he genuinely likes our show. Like, if he didn't like our show, he'd be like,
he's a professional.
He genuinely likes his wife. He loves his wife.
I think he loves his wife.
He fucking loves
his wife. Thank God for Clit Talk.
Okay, last question, you guys.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Best way to coach or guide someone's head game during, or should it not be during?
The pretzels, though?
Sorry.
My answer would be both, actually. I think there are subtle things I would not say. So I've learned this the hard way. Don't say to a guy, that's too hard. That doesn't feel good. Like, that's just going to totally emasculate a guy. So I would say, like, definitely have the conversation, like, outside of the bedroom. I really like it when you do it this way. Or you can make requests, but, like, do it in a way, like, more gentle, please. Or, oh, yeah, that's perfect. Just like that. So I would say both.
Kiss it like you're kissing me.
I think we get a lot of questions like this. I really struggled with this in a previous relationship about like how to talk to my partner about my needs and what I wanted, because I always felt like they were met. It was really him, but like they were always met with such like eye rolls or like
defensiveness.
So then I became super like, I don't know how to have this conversation with anyone. Like, how the fuck does this happen? Like, is it better to do it during, or should I massage him before and like make him feel all fucking gooey and shit so that I can be like, your pussy eating game is whack, nigga. So you guys would say that it's a combination of, I mean, well, Lindsay, you would say it's a combination of both during.
Yeah. Well, because I can really relate. Like, I feel like almost shamed by guys like telling me I'm too bossy in bed and all this. I do have to be honest, though, like my current boyfriend, I can say that's too hard and he does not have a fucking problem with it. He's like, it's useful information.
Like, how can I be mad about that?
There's no ego in there for him. So I would also say, like, if a guy's really being a jerk about it, that's maybe a red flag.
I would. Yeah, I should have known that. Yeah.
Another thing, too, like during, I'm a real big believer in positive reinforcement. So you always have like conversations outside the bedroom when there's like a change you're wanting to see. You know, and have it be a collaborative conversation and more like, you know, talking about what you guys like, you know, what your fantasies are, what your desires are, what, what you enjoy. In the bedroom, though, a great tactic I've found is actually applying positive reinforcement. So like as whatever stage of sex you're in or whatever, you know, whatever stage of sex you're in, you can say when it's good, when there's something that feels good, you can say, oh, I like it just like that. Oh my God, what you're doing feels so good. Oh my God, I love the way you're stroking my clit right now. Like, mm-hmm. So that they can then, it triggers them to in their subconscious to be like, oh, she likes that. Now, if the partner ends up doing something, you know, hears you say that and then switches it up, then I don't know what the fuck.
And you know that ain't your partner.
And it's like, Taylor? What? I literally just said X
I
and you
literally
did
just
M.
praised your work.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, now you're changing it?
Like, what the
well, fuck? And sorry,
the other thing to consider is if your needs aren't being met, potentially theirs aren't either. So getting curious about what new things that you'd like to try or asking, you know, is there anything that you've seen that you've always wanted to do? Because I'd like to, you know, make sure that you're getting what you need. It really creates space for you to also ask for what you want. So not as a manipulation, but just so that both of you are needs are getting met in a way mm-hmm. that's positive instead of being like, no, I don't like that. It's like, what is there anything new that you want to try? Because I'd like to try this, you know?
Or right, yeah, all the other yeah. Positive reinforcement. Yeah. There's also like sometimes for people, men or women, whoever's going down on you, or non-binary, it actual talking is too much for them. Mm-hmm. So you can also communicate with your body and with your moaning, you know, and just like lean into it with your body or moan a little bit harder to let them know, because sometimes I found like talking can overwhelm people when they're trying to concentrate. So maybe it's a more subtle communication that they can pick up on as well.
You know what I like to do when I'm not enjoying it? Just be dead silent.
I've literally done the same shit where I'm just like,
you're just like,
it's like this. It's like,
nope. I'm just like bored. Looking at my
like, baby, what's wrong? Well, you made my clit go numb and now I don't fucking feel a thing.
I'm perfect.
Oh my God.
Wait, yeah, if you're putting your dick in my butt, you better be ready to come.
They're all great, great advices. Okay, ladies, before we let you guys go, we only have time for one horror story, so I don't know if you want to like poll and see which one of you guys want to share. But we have a segment on our show called Horror Stories, which is basically a highly horrific tale that's either just unbelievable, funny, maybe a little creepy, but level 10 ho-ness that you feel comfortable sharing. So
I'm gangbanger. I'm gangbang ready. So
okay, come on, sugar, let's go.
All right, cool. So I'm hosting a play party. It's called Winter Wanderlust. The house is decked the fuck out. Like,
I love this already. It's a costume party and it's a play party.
Oh, there's always a theme.
Yeah. Always. Yeah, always. Always a theme. Dude, fuck COVID. Fuck COVID. Like, no, this is before COVID. We're figuring it out still. We're like keeping them under.
Okay, well, keep us in the loop.
Absolutely. My valley girls. All right. So where was I? Oh, yeah. Okay. So we're in the North Pole. And I'm like all my guy friends. So I'm in a committed non-monogamous relationship. We're married. We're very open. We create everything's a conversation. We're super into like our community, friendship, intimacy, and like not always about sex. I mean, we actually haven't really had sex in a lot of recent gatherings that we've had. It's just we love our friends and, you know, but this was a particular play party where like it was going down. And I was like, I have one final thing I need to do this year. And so I'm at the party and like a bunch of my guy friends are there. And I had this moment where they're all not occupied. And I enrolled them all and my husband in, let's go to my bedroom and let's have the five of you and me in my king bed. And I wanted to just be like adored. Okay. So this is my ultimate fantasy. It is to have like multiple guys loving on me. I got one of my friends massaging my feet. I got one of my other friends dick in my mouth. I got other people giving me like arm massages, right? So my friends on like either side, my husband's finger blasting me. Okay. And like, remember what we talked about. Let's go full circle at the beginning of the episode. Okay. So like, I didn't know that I didn't know that like I should be taking enemas before play parties. Okay. So here I am. I'm in my ultimate fucking fantasy, right? Ultimate fantasy. I got all these men on me, these beautiful men, and my finger is finger blasting me. And I just knew like squirting was about to happen.
And I also could feel that there was some shit that was about to go down. Okay.
Literal.
I'm out. Literal shit. So I proceed. I'm like, you know, I'm embracing the fantasy, and I just, with so much grace, slide my hand delicately under my butthole. I cupped it, and I'm squirt like the Vegas Bellagio water fountain. Simultaneously, a turd pops into my little hand.
Thank
God. I was mortified because here I am in my biggest fantasy and then my ultimate fear at the same fucking time. Like, can I enjoy this for a second? Jeez. And so I'm just like, I'm squirt and I'm like, all right, I'm good. Like, this fantasy is fulfilled. I now have poop in my hand.
Done.
I gotta
get away. Oh.
So I look at my husband and I'm like, babe. Oh, my friends, all the guys are still like on me. And my husband comes up to me and I'm like, I just shit in my hand. Can you clear the room? And with no reaction, this man, he's a god man. He literally is like, all right, everybody, let's give her some space. Let's clear the room. He clears the room. I'm there alone. I then kind of, you know, with my cup under my butt, like I'm roll out of bed like a fucking seal. Okay. Like a fucking seal. And I can start, now I can start to smell what happened, right? I'm like, thank God. The timing of this was like on my side. The guys were with me.
Oh my and God, I love your husband.
I love that man. Yeah. I went to the bathroom. I had to wash my hands like 5 times. And then like, I'm not even kidding you. Like I went up to each of my guy friends at the end and I like totally told them what happened. And they all loved me so much more. They're like, the fact that you told us that and that that happened makes that 20 million times better. And I was like, I love my friends.
I'm definitely okay. I'm your friend now because I don't even know any friends this good.
I don't even know either, but we haven't given them the chance. Gotta give them the chance.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
No, you're not my friend unless I can shit in my hand and we can
during a play session with my husband.
Unless
in my
I
bed.
Can shit in my hand and we can talk about it. You're not my friend. And if my friends are listening right now and if you are cringing, fuck you.
You're not my friend.
Fuck you guys. It's over. We're done unless I can shit in my hand.
And if you're my boyfriend, doesn't it sound cool?
Oh my God.
I don't know if it's gonna work out.
I'm gonna cry.
If you can't handle this, get the fuck out.
If you don't want to come to the party with me, with Sugar and with Lindsay and with fucking Katie and Sugar's amazing fucking husband, then just sign off now.
I feel so accepted and seen. Like, thank you.
So that's like probably the best Hori we've ever gotten.
That might be like the best of all 2020 and 2019.
And like I said, friends, fuck you if you have a problem with me shitting in my hand.
If you have a problem with any of this,
at this point, if you're not helping me squirt, then what are we doing?
After we got disconnected, me and Erica literally had a heart to heart. Like, honestly, we need to go over there.
Like, you're coming. You're coming
like,
over.
They're our type of people. It's my tribe. Clearly, they're my tribe. Can't wait to get over there.
Oh my God. Anyway, you guys, thank you so much for coming on. Where can they find you? Let us know where they can find you on Instagram and all your platforms.
Our Instagram is at Clit Talk Show. Our website is clittalkshow.com. And if you go to our website, we actually have a free, an e-pleasure course that you just sign up for and we'll send you a free, it's like 12 videos of all of our best experts, all of our best tips. Riley Reyes is in there. Just something we created that we wanted to give out to people to start you on your pleasure.
It's free?
Journey. Yeah, it's free.
It's free.
I'm signing
wait,
up.
Hold up. Hold on. Let me send this to my man right now. It's on the clittalkshow.com.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
Yep.
And also, we have a fantastic pleasure store on there. Why did it say that it failed to generate my WAV file? What did that mean?
Don't worry about it.
Was it okay. My WAV file? Right.
No, it's okay. It. So we have a fantastic pleasure store as well. And we recently came across our new favorite products. So if you visit our pleasure store or even the Instagram link in our bio, you'll see our top two right now is Foria Wellness, of course, the CBD lubricant and product line, and then as well as Fanxi.
And we have a really exciting episode releasing about that product, but we officially put it on our store, and it's my fucking favorite product right now. So I would definitely say check out the shop, the pleasure shop, and happy hunting to you there. We have also a ton of discounts with our products that we have relationships with that we've really fallen in love with. So there's like anywhere from 10% off codes to 20% off codes. So definitely check out the store.
And this is all stuff we've personally tried. Like, we don't.
I've actually tried the Foria. The Foria wellness oil, and I have to say, I really love it. I love it. It's amazing. Smell. It feels great. I use it when I actually only like exclusively used it when I masturbated, and then recently I started using it with my partner, and it's excellent. So I recommend.
Yeah, the awaken lubricant. I used it actually right after I healed up after I delivered my kid, and where I had some scarring. It really helped with any sort of pain as well.
Awesome. Yeah. And Kay, and guys, you know where to find us. We are goodmoms_badchoices on Instagram. Make sure you join our newsletter. That's goodmomsbadchoices.com. You can find us on all podcasting platforms. But where you really should go check out is our Patreon, where we have secret bonus episodes. We have an episode on there with the ladies over at Horrible Decisions, one of our favorite podcasts, and also just so many other segments that you guys don't get to see on Instagram.
We get Sex Positions 101 on there. We have some roll-up sessions where we're doing some very personal crying and shit-talking and rolling weed and smoking weed. So,
and we have this amazing, cute-ass new segment with our kids. It's called Shit We Ask Our Kids, where we ask Irie and Luna just simple questions like, what's weed? What's a boyfriend? What's love? And they're 5, and their answers are so amazing and just honest. So you guys want to definitely check that out. Thank you guys again, ladies, for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
And we'll catch you guys next week.
At your house.
Bye. Bye. Solo puedo recordar la luz en la calle de las estrellas, como bailamos en la gran ciudad. Suavemente, suavemente, suavemente me desnudo.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.